to the 367th episode of the Mission Straight Talk Acceptance Podcast. Thanks for joining me. Before we hear more about and from our guest today, I'd like to invite you to Acceptance's next MBA webinar, Get Accepted to Harvard Business School, which I will present on Wednesday, June 3rd. Come to the webinar to acquire a framework that you can use for any top MBA program, as well as focused, actionable tips for Harvard Business School's 2020-2021 MBA application. Save your spot today at accepted.com/367webinar.
Welcome to Admission Straight Talk, the podcast dedicated to graduate admissions and helping you approach the application process thoughtfully and successfully. Your host is Accepted's founder and world-renowned admissions guru, Linda Abraham. At Accepted, our mission is to get you to that unforgettable moment when you read your acceptance email and shout, "Yes, I'm in!" Confident you'll be attending the perfect program to help you launch the career of your dreams.
Today's guest is Meenakshi Chauhan. She has worked since graduating college as an Indian railway engineer. She started a beauty blog in 2018 and is now looking forward to starting her MBA studies at the University of Toronto's Rotman School. Meenakshi, welcome to Admission Straight Talk.
Thank you so much, Linda.
My pleasure. Now, can you tell us a little bit about your background, where you grew up, what do you like to do for fun?
I was born in a small village where I lived with my parents and their extended family. I lived there for about 2 years, but for most part of my childhood, I lived with my grandmother, basically because my father was the only person earning and my mother had to take care of the whole family. So they didn't have much time for me. So I was mostly brought up by my grandmother. I have lived for around 8 to 10 years with her. And then I moved back with my parents. As far as what I like to do for fun, so there are a lot of things that I like to do. I like to paint. I like to cook. And this lockdown has given me the chance to cook a lot. And
yeah.
And I love to work out. I, you know, on my blog, I'm also writing a lot about health and nutrition. So I love to work out to take care of myself. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Sounds good. Now, going to more the professional side of you, you earned your BTEC in 2013. On your blog, you write, so, and I'm quoting now, "So it all started in 2015 when I cleared the Indian Engineering Services with an all-India rank of 13. I was selected as an assistant engineer in Indian Railroads, considered one of the most prestigious jobs in the engineering field. I was at the top of the world till I joined. I realized that the job was not as exciting as I had expected it to be." Close quote. Why wasn't it exciting? Why did it live up to your expectations?
So when I joined Indian Railways, I had a certain impression in my mind, you know, that the job is going to be very challenging and I'm going to work and learn about a lot of new technologies. I'll be involved in innovating stuff. But when I actually joined, and, you know, Indian Railways is completely owned by the Indian government. So, you know, bureaucracy tends to slow down things a bit. And I felt that when I started working with Indian Railways, things were a bit slow. It took months to get get the approval for anything. So it kind of got a little monotonous for me. And I didn't really find it that challenging as I was expecting it to be. So it got a little boring for me there, and I wanted to do something more exciting, you know, that will help me develop my skills as well as enjoy the whole working process.
Was it difficult for you as a woman in a male-dominated field and industry? I mean, engineering in general is a male-dominated field. What in the railroads, I assume, also?
Yeah, so it was a bit difficult for me in the starting, and mostly because the department I joined railways, there are not many women. I was the only woman in that department, so I got judged a lot. My intelligence was questioned. My seniors as well as my juniors, they would often, you know, say that I'm not fit for this job. I'm not that capable to handle long hours or put in that much of effort towards my work. So that was a bit disheartening for me. Eventually, I did handle it. But initially, it was a bit disheartening for me.
I'm sure. How did you handle it?
Well, I got a few opportunities, and I must say I'm lucky that I got those opportunities where most of the topmost officials of Indian Railways were monitoring the project, you know, looking after that. And I was solely responsible for handling a few of those projects, and I did exceptionally well in those projects. And, you know, they eventually did understand that it doesn't matter whether I am a girl or, you know, some male person is working there. And it's just the kind of dedication you put in, the effort you put in that matters, not my gender that matters.
You've worked with the Indian Railways for just about 5 years. Did the frustration ultimately learn you to lead you to turn to business and an MBA?
No, it's not just, I wouldn't say it was the frustration.
Okay.
But, you know, I just want to grow from where I am. I have achieved something in life. I have a certain set of skills, and now I want to grow and develop more. That's what pushed me to pursue MBA. So I'm from a technical field. I have a great technical skills. I have those quantitative skills. But the kind of job I'm doing, that's not just technical. You know, it's more of a managerial, techno-managerial kind of a job. So those strategic skills, you know, financial skills, they're equally important for me. And I want to develop those. That's why I wanted to do an MBA.
Okay. Why Toronto Rotman?
Okay, so the most important thing about Rotman, which attracted me to Rotman, is that Rotman is a very innovative school.
Yes.
You know, there are even the video interview thing that is so common now with most of the colleges using that. It was, you know, introduced by Rotman.
That's right.
And the CDL lab they have, the Creative Destruction Lab, that's also an amazing initiative by Rotman. So the first thing that attracted me to Rotman was the innovation, the kind of innovation those people are doing. So that was the first thing. And plus, there is a lot of diversity in Rotman. So even that attracted me to it. And I had my eyes fixed on this school, and I'm lucky enough that I got into it.
Right. It's a fantastic program. I visited Rotman. I've talked to the admissions directors there. And it is a highly innovative program, as you said. I think they were doing like design and approach to encouraging design thinking before it became a thing. It is everything that you recognizing the right qualities and making that choice. What challenges did you face during the application process itself?
So I won't say the application process was that challenging for me because...
Okay.
Even before I gave my GMAT, I knew that I had to work with someone from accepted.com. And that, that was because one of my friends who applied to Kellogg last year, she worked with Accepted and she worked with Michelle.
Uh-huh.
And she recommended her to me. And I, even before my GMAT, I talked to Michelle. And she was the one who convinced me to give another go. My first score was around 660. So when I talked to Michelle, she told me to, you know, give it another go and improve my score. And because of her, I gave another shot. I got a better score. And then I again contacted her that you have to help me with the application. So it was all very smooth for me because I worked with her from the starting. So the process was very smooth for me.
That's great. Okay. No, Michelle is wonderful. She's a great consultant. Yeah. Are you concerned at all about the impact of COVID and the coronavirus pandemic on your MBA experience? Even getting a visa to enter into Canada?
I am a bit worried about that because it's affecting the visas all over the world. And you know, even currently, I've not been able to apply my study permit, and I'm just worried that how much time it will take. But things are so uncertain at this point that you never know what will happen in, you know, next 2 weeks. So it's just a bit scary right now. But I'm hoping for the best that this thing passes soon.
In terms of the visa, obviously, that's completely out of your hands. It's like they're going to process your visa when they process your visa.
Yeah.
Are you concerned that part of your MBA might be online? In other words, you might get into Canada and, you know, not have the same kind of team experience, if you will, make the same networking opportunities the MBAs typically have. Is that a concern for you?
Yes, that's a concern for me. And I'm actually preparing myself for that because I think that there's a great possibility that some part of my course will be online if things don't improve in the near future. So yes, I'm a bit worried about this because I think I'll be lacking in the networking part because most of my course might be online. So I'm a bit worried about that.
Yes, my personal take is that it's possible that some of your course will be online, but I don't think most of it's going to be online. For all that's worth, that would be my take. So now it's 7 years at this point since you graduated college. Are you concerned about transitioning back to school? And how are you? Are you just saying, I was a good student, I'm going to get, it's like riding a bicycle, you don't forget how to do it. I mean, where are you at with that?
Yes, that's the exact thought I was having. I've always been good at studies. I've always been good in school, in college, everywhere. So I think I'll be able to adjust quite easily. So I think I'll get used to the school thing within a few weeks, maybe.
Now, you've emphasized throughout the call that you're really, you were frustrated with the Indian Railways because it wasn't very innovative. You're attracted to Toronto, because it is very innovative, and it really is. What are your plans for the future? How do you intend to use your MBA? Where do you plan to innovate?
Actually, I wrote this about this in my essay. I plan to, I don't plan to deviate much from my current path. I'm working in a technical field and I plan to stay in the field, but I want to enhance my skills. So there's a company, Bombardier, which is based in Canada and with whom Indian Railways has been a long-time partner. So I plan to work, if I get the chance, I plan to work with Bombardier. It will be great because I'll be able to enhance my managerial, my business skills, as well as I'll stay connected to my, main field. I'll be still connected to railways in some way. Mm-hmm. So I plan to do that. And maybe later in the future, I might come back to India. And, if I get the chance, I might work again with Indian Railways, and that experience and the knowledge that I gain will be definitely helpful to help Indian Railways in some way.
Yeah, I remember my father when he grew up in Europe, in the 1930s, and he always had a certain fascination with railroads. Have you always had a fascination with trains?
I won't say I always had a fascination towards train, but there are many memories related to it, because when we're young, we're mostly traveling by railways, and there are many memories related to that. And in India, railways is like huge, and people generally travel by railways, so it's everyone is in some way or other connected to trains, So, it's not just a means of transporting people. It has certain memories related to it.
Do you have any tips for Rotman MBA applicants?
So, I would just say, people, the applicants need to relax a bit. I've heard a lot of people say that the application process is very difficult and, it's very frustrating. Even even my friend who recommended Michelle to me, she was like, the application process is difficult than the GMAT itself. So I think if you manage the time properly, it can go very smoothly. You don't need to worry much about it. And you just need to think. Everyone has a story. Everyone has something to tell about. And you just need to take your time and work through it. And, just relax a bit.
Sounds good. And maybe have an accepted consultant like Michelle at your side. That might help
definitely. Definitely. Michelle is great.
Yes. Now, you mentioned earlier, and I want to go back to it, you have a blog, Healthy Passenger, I believe, right? Healthypassenger.com, right?
Yes.
And your blog focuses on travel and beauty tips. How did you come to start that blog?
So it's actually, I've always been, it's not just about beauty and travel, it's also about health. And I've always, been interested in nutrition, taking care of yourself, how to be both mentally and physically fit. That's very important for your for yourself. And it just, one day just sitting and just it hit me that I know a lot about these things. So why not just share them? So I consulted my friend. He's now my husband. And I consulted him and we together started this blog. I wrote all the content and he managed the digital part of it, running ads and stuff. So he did all that and it was going great. I'm still working on it. This lockdown has given me so much time that I'm adding different, I've even added a category healthy recipes now because I'm cooking a lot. So I'm working on it and it's going good. It's going good and I hope it does better.
Are you going to add an MBA experience section to it?
Why not? Sure. I will think about that. Once I join Rotman, I'll definitely think about sharing my MBA experience as well.
Okay. Sounds good. What would you have liked me to ask you?
I think you've covered most of the questions, my application process, my background. I think you've covered most of the questions. Anything you want to ask me, I'm open to answer. You can ask me.
No, well, those are the questions I prepared. So thank you very much. I guess we're just about finished then. Thank you so much for coming today and joining me. It's been delightful. Where can listeners find you online?
Oh, my blog is www.healthypassenger.com. I'm also on Instagram by the same name, Healthy Passenger.
Okay.
And anyone can message me anytime. I'm always available either on Instagram or I'm on my blog right now.
Great. Thank you very much. We'll link to Meenakshi's blog as well as to other MBA admissions resources related to this podcast, including our interview with Rotman's admissions director, Imran Kanga, from accepted.com/367. Thanks to you too, listener, for tuning in. Again, I invite you to the upcoming Get Accepted to Harvard Business School webinar. Reserve your seat now by registering at accepted.com/367webinar. If you find this show worthwhile, I have a favor to ask. Please tell your friends about the podcast. Your doing so helps us spread the news about Admission Straight Talk, and it will help your African friends get accepted. This is Admission Straight Talk, produced by Accepted, and I am your host, Linda Abraham. I'll talk to you again next week.